Good morning. Welcome to Gates Presbyterian Church. Today is what we call Fusion Sunday. And on Fusion Sundays, we seek to intentionally design the worship service in a way that has meaning to all generations. So we're glad you're here, whatever age you are. And it's our hope that on Fusion Sundays, families have an opportunity to worship together in a way that's like not trying to keep people quiet and still. So, moms and dads, if your child or you want to dance rather than sit still, great, that's a good thing. Or if your child wants to cry rather than sing, no problem at all. We are here to worship God from our authentic selves. And we have a few announcements. Rona? Right there.
Great. Do I have a deal for you? Those of you that wear one earring, I can take care of that. A beautiful beige with summer jacket, which is gorgeous. Lots of jewelry. And if you'll all stop, if you happen to lose something, there's a battery for, I don't know what, but it's about that big. And they're in the lost and found bucket out in the hall. I'll meet you there and give you whatever you want. Thank you.
Last week I sat up here, or stood up here, and said that the letter of the day was P, and it stood for pies and people. Because at that time we only had 17 pies spoken for, and not everybody signed up. By the end of Sunday last week, we had taken those 17 pies and turned it into 75 pies, so... That's GPC stepping up to the plate. And we had a lot of people sign up, so it was very good. Yesterday was the ham dinner. Weather didn't cooperate very much, but those people that did come had a great, great dinner. And so the letter today is P, standing for pies and potatoes. Of those donated pies, we probably have 20 or so or 25 left, and we'd like to sell those in the fellowship hall afterwards, and we have leftover ham, potatoes, and squash. So come down and prepare for the storm. You'll have all your supplies ready and ready to go. And thank you to all of you who helped make it a successful dinner. Thanks.
And thank you, Al. Now let us prepare ourselves for worship. Please stand for the call to worship. Welcome, one and all. This is the day the Lord has made, and let us join with a community of saints through all the ages in praising and worshiping our Creator. Like Mary, mother of Jesus, and the disciples who were Jesus' friends.
Let us join with the community of saints.
Like Harriet Tubman, who helped hundreds of slaves escape to freedom and who worked for women's rights.
Like Fred Rogers, who was an educator, Presbyterian minister, intelligent
Let us join the community of saints from our own community of faith, Gates Presbyterian Church. Like Lorraine Zimmerman, who taught God's love by loving God's children. Let us join the community of saints through all the ages in praising, worshiping, and serving God on the firm foundation of the grace of Christ. When we come to God asking forgiveness, we can be assured that God always forgives us. Please join me in the prayer of confession printed in the bulletin. Let us pray. We are inspired by the saints who have gone before us and who live among us.
We confess, we come
We hang on to our fears. We forget that you are everywhere, always giving us courage to be your faithful disciples. We are truly sorry and ask your forgiveness. Oh God, we ask that you hear our silent prayers of confession. Amen. Hear the good news. God forgives us, and God inspires us. Thanks be to God. Children forward.
That was beautiful. Thank you so much for reminding us that God is everywhere. This morning, I brought some things to show you about the history of Gates Presbyterian Church. Our church is a very old church. Does anybody have any idea how old? Not quite 1,000 years. Almost. It's 184 years old. Wow. Yeah. We haven't always had this building. We've had three buildings. But you think back 184 years. Well, that was way before they had cars and automobiles. In fact, people had to go to church. How do you think they went to church? Walking. That was one way. Riding horses. Absolutely. Maybe using bikes. Possibly. But a lot of people went to church on using a horse and buggy. They went on with buggies. Can you imagine what it was like to go to a church like a day like today where it's rainy and kind of cold? Ooh. How about in January when it's snowing? That'd be cold, wouldn't it? Well, this is the first thing I brought to show you. Look at this heavy, heavy blanket. Called a buggy blanket. And it's what people put over their laps when they used to ride in horse and buggies. Feel it. Pick it up. You'll see how heavy it is. Wow. It is heavy, isn't it? Wow. Wow. So that helped to keep them warm. Well, Rachel's going to help me today show you some pictures. This is a picture of the second building of Gates Presbyterian Church. Have you seen many other old churches? Well, good. Look at this picture. These are the people standing in front of the old church. Look, all the women have hats on. Do women wear hats now to church? No. Yeah, and all the men have coats and ties on. Some of the men wear coats and ties now, but not everybody. Everybody. Yeah. All right. Also, I wanted you to see this book. Now, this book is 141 years old, and it's called the Sabbath School. Sabbath School book. You know what Sabbath means? Well, Sabbath is another word for Sunday, rest, Sunday. So this is a book about Sunday morning, 141 years ago, at Gates Presbyterian Church. I love reading it, and I wanted to read you one thing. Look at the handwriting. That was before computers. Isn't it pretty? Yeah. So this is what happened on a Sunday morning so many years ago. After waiting half an hour, the preacher did not show up. Mr. Wicks was expected to be with us, but for some reason, he failed to come. But that was quite the Sunday, wasn't it? Also, and on this page, it tells us that on Sunday morning that day, there were three babies and four girls, and eight boys, and five teenagers, and 14 adults, and 18 teachers. Total of 42 people. So we can learn lots about our church from the history of our church. I'm going to tell you in a minute. But did you know that really, when we say Gates Presbyterian Church, we don't mean the building, do we? What do we mean? The people in the church. Gates, when you come to church, you come and gather with the people of the church. And people at Gates Presbyterian Church have been doing that for a long, long time. there's lots of people in your past that are connected to you because we are all part of Gates Presbyterian Church. And you know, the Bible tells us that we are a community of saints. The people that are dead and the people that are alive, we're all connected together. So here's what I'd like for you to do. I'm going to give you each a picture of a candle. And I would like for you to take it back to your seat and on the candle either draw a picture or write a name or a lot of names of people who have taught you about God. Think for a few minutes, people who have taught you about God and people you're thankful for. And they can be here now or they can be dead. Anybody that's part of your community of saints. So Rachel's going to help me pass this out. And if you already have crayons at your seat, then you don't need one. Here's some pencils. So let's have a prayer. Wait just a minute, Rachel. Let's have a prayer. Ready? Thank you, God, for the community of saints that we belong to. Help us to remember that God is everywhere, past, present, and the future. Amen. Okay, can you get your candle? Now, I forgot to tell you the other part is there's going to be a time in the service that I'm going to ask you to bring your candles to the communion table. Take a couple if you want. You want some more? You want syrup?
Please join me for the first reading of the word that is printed in your bulletin. Praise God. Sing a new song. All you who love God. Let us praise God's name with dancing. Let us make music with organs, pianos, horns, guitars, trumpets, instruments of all kinds. The faithful ones can be happy and sing for joy. God will turn the world upside down and bring honor to those saints who are faithful and true.
God delights in
The second reading of the word this morning is from the letter of Paul's to the Ephesians. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, to the saints who are in Ephesus and are faithful in Christ Jesus, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love toward all the saints, and for this reason I do not cease to give thanks for you as I remember you in my prayers. I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation as you come to know him, so that with the eyes of your heart enlightened, you may know what is the hope to which he has called you, what are the riches of his glorious inheritance among the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of his power for us who believe, according to the working of his great power. God put this power to work in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the age to come. And he has put all things under his feet and has made him the head over all things for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. So, what are you going to be Halloween? Isn't that the question of the season? And did you know, as you design the perfect costume or plan your candy strategy, that you are also participating in All Saints Day? Okay, maybe that's a little bit of an exaggeration. But it's also the season of spin. So, actually, however, in the Middle Ages, the night before All Saints' Day, October the 31st, was called All Hallows' Eve. Children went door to door begging for what was called soul cakes. In case my southern accent is hanging you up with that, it's S-O-U-L, soul cakes. When a child received a soul cake from his neighbor or her neighbor, the child stood in the neighbor's doorway and said a prayer for the neighbor's dead loved ones. Children took their gathered soul cakes home to their families, and families used them the following day, All Saints' Day, November the 1st, as part of the family's own celebration of their dead loved ones. The practice was called souling. It's not hard to imagine how Hallowed Eve evolved into Halloween and souling into trick-or-treating, and it seems only natural that ghosts and skeletons were eventually added to the celebration of the dead. Although, it still, in my mind, does not excuse the fact that my mother made me be a skeleton from the time I was 5 till the time I was 12. The costume must have been awful big at age 5. Halloween is celebrated around the world, as is All Saints' Day. Whereas we all celebrate Halloween on October the 31st, those of us in the Reformed tradition tend to recognize All Saints' Day on the Sunday before November the 1st or the Sunday after November the 1st. But what is a saint anyway? Okay, we're likely to throw out phrases like, you're a saint, or you're no saint. But what do we really mean by saint? Well, I'm sure for some, the answer would quickly be
A saint is an NFL football player who plays in New Orleans. Mary. But for our Roman Catholic brothers and sisters, a saint is someone canonized by the Pope after his or her death. The person is selected for sainthood on the selfless and holy way in which he or she journeyed through life. There were other requirements as well. And last Sunday, 7 people were canonized in Rome by Pope Benedict. One of those was a Native American born in 1656 in what is now New York. There are over 10,000 Catholic saints, and many of whom we Protestants know well, and we even celebrate. St. Patrick, St. Valentine, and my personal favorite, St. Anthony. St. Anthony is the saint who finds lost things. Yes, I've been known to talk to St. Anthony concerning car keys. Well, all because of my ecumenical sensitivities, you understand. That's the same reason I celebrate St. Patrick's Day. But we are Presbyterians, people of the Reformed tradition, and saint is not a word that we use often, nor do we canonize saints. So what do we mean when we say, you are a saint? Well, in our second reading this morning, we get a glimpse into the Apostle Paul's thoughts on the subject. He addresses his letter to the church in Ephesus saying, to the saints who are in Ephesus and are faithful in Christ Jesus. Well, this is similar to his greeting to the Roman church, to all beloved, all God's beloved in Rome who are called to be saints. Paul, saints were people like you, like me, called by God to be part of a community of Jesus Christ. As people of the Reformed tradition, we too, like Paul, believe that the church is a group of people called together by God to do God's work, to tell God's story, and as such, we are the community of saints. Well, that's not to say that our behavior is always perfect, but it is to say that our focus is always God. All Saints' Day gives us an opportunity to celebrate the saints who are no longer with us, but with whom we are still sacredly connected, the people who have touched our lives and taught us what it means to be part of the body of Christ, Sunday school teachers that made the Bible come alive for us, peacemakers that taught us how to advocate for justice, musicians whose music touched us deeply, crafters that supplemented our budget with their beautiful handiwork, and on and on and on and on. In October 1828, 184 years ago, a small group of people met at the home of Eleazar Howard in order to organize against Presbyterian Church. Mr. Howard's home was also the site of the town tavern. And the story is told that for the next 12 years, the group met in the tavern ballroom and called themselves the First Presbyterian Society of Gates. Eventually, Mr. Howard donated land for a church building at the southeast corner of Buffalo and Howard Roads. You know, I have wondered if Mr. Howard donated the land to get the bunch of saints out of his home, or to get them out of the tavern ballroom, or maybe just to get them out of the tavern. 1828. I think we would all agree that we are blessed to stand on the foundation of many, many saints. Saints who pass through the world contributing to the mission and ministry of Gates Presbyterian Church. In fact, since All Saints Day last year, we've lost several of our beloved members. Bev Gillette, Jack Hughes, Dick Judd, Gwen Mantell, Richard Miller, Margaret Walker, and Jack Westfall. Indeed, you would agree with me, I'm sure, true saints. We love them and we miss them, but we rejoice that we're still in communion with them through our Christian faith. After all, that is exactly what we mean when we say in the Apostle Creed, I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. But there's more to the story. For All Saints Day gives us a chance to celebrate the saints who are with us here on earth, to celebrate the saint who made squash for you last night, who raked the leaves with you yesterday, who sang to you this morning, who served with you at St. Joseph's last week, who hammered with you at Habitat yesterday, who greeted you this morning at the front door, who sits in your Sunday school classroom, who rode with you on the wheel-a-thon, who baked the pie you ate last night. The people in our lives with whom we do ordinary things, but we do them for an extraordinary reason, to serve God, to tell God's story. So, I'd like for you to turn to the person on your left and the person on your right and say, good morning, saint. Saints. All Saints Day even gives us a chance to celebrate. And perhaps this is the hardest thing of all, to celebrate the sainthood within ourselves. To celebrate and rejoice that God calls us to be saints, to be part of the Christian church, to be the body of Christ. Yes, to be part of the community of saints. We're not called saints because we're holy superstars. We're called saints because we are children of God. And as such, God invites us to let God's sacred light shine through us. God wants us to make choices from the power of that light, to inspire others from the warmth of that light, to tell the sacred story from the strength of that light. Isn't it amazing? Isn't it amazing that despite our stinky feet and our bad breath, our messy desk, our dirty cars, our disappointing grades, our continual goofs, we are still saints? Why? Because we are God's children, striving to faithfully respond to God's call. So now, I'd like for you to point to yourself and say, I am a saint. All right, that's harder. I am a saint. Rejoice, saints, for our lives are woven together with a community of saints, past, present, and future. Amen. Now, children, I'm not quite ready. Children, I'm hopeful that you have your candle ready. Wave your candle. Great. We have a brass quintet that's going to play when the saints come marching in. When they're playing, I want you to march your candle up to the communion table. I also invite any of you adults who would like to take a candle and put a name of someone who's made a difference in your life of faith, who's taught you about God, to please also march to the table and fill out their pencils and paper up there. So, when the saints come marching in, oh,
Share any prayers of concerns or prayers of joy that you may have? Absolutely. Amen.
Prayers for my friend who has really bad living conditions at home and is not doing very well in school.
Lynn Schrammel. Prayers for my mother in North Carolina with some very serious health issues in the hospital.
Hi, Dan Charicola. I'd like prayers for my brother-in-law, Sue's brother. He's facing some medical issues and some serious testing tomorrow.
Donna Schott, prayers for my daughter, Christine, as she journeys back to Philadelphia and trying to beat Sandy.
Good morning, Beth Molina. Prayers for my father, Dave Plummer, who's going into the hospital tomorrow for some surgery on his lung, and prayers for my very best friend and her family. Her husband's going to the hospital on Friday, so I will be running back and forth between two hospitals.
Let us pray. God of the ages, your eternal love surrounds us and comforts and reminds us that we stand in the midst of beloved saints of our past, present, and those in the future. For you have given us a community of saints with whom to work and worship and even to play with, and it's one of the great joys of our lives. We thank you and ask that you guide us so that we know ways to be the foundation for generations to come. And we pray for the saints whose lives have touched ours, for those pictured on this table, and for those in our hearts. Hear us now as we silently name those in our lives who have inspired us, taught us, guided us in ways that have deepened our relationship with you. And we pray for those saints who left us this year and who are now with you. And we give you thanks for the ways they live their faith through the mission and ministry of this church. We thank you for Bev Gillette and Jack Hughes, Dick Judd and Gwen Mantell, Richard Miller, Margaret Walker, and Jack Westfall. And we pray for their families and for their friends in this time of grief. And we pray for those in the path of Hurricane Sandy. Enlighten us as to how we can be helpful neighbors, both here in our own community as well as those in neighboring states. And we ask that you hear us now as together we pray the prayer you taught your disciples. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Let us bring our gifts forward. Thank you.
Let us pray. Great God, throughout the centuries, you have called people to do your work on earth. We give you thanks that we are part of that community of saints. We bring you this offering in thanksgiving and ask you to guide us as to how we can best use it to honor you. Amen.
And find places that God can use us. And let us go knowing that we go with the love of God, the grace of Jesus Christ, and the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Oh,
I love it.